Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Easter, and from the United States we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, Go and Take Your Place.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life. When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. And someone came in and reported to them, The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people. Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. Go and take your place. Depending on the context, these words can be demeaning. Go and take your place on the other side of the border. You don't belong here. Go back to where you came from, oh immigrant. Go and take your place back behind the walls of prison. You have no place in society. For once a criminal, always a criminal, oh felon. Go and take your place in the pew or anywhere else in the church, except at the ambo or altar. You're not allowed to preach or preside there, O woman. Go and take your place. Coming from the lips of an angel, however, these words can be empowering. Go and take your place in the temple area, the angel said to the disciples, releasing them from prison. Tell the people everything about this life. Go and take your place were the words behind everything Jesus did and said. His words reminded his listeners that their rightful place was as beloved children of God. His healing ministry demonstrated that the rightful place of those who were sick or outcast was in the midst of the community, not separated from it. His responses to the Pharisees and Sadducees was that the rightful place of the law in the lives of the people was in its spirit, not in its every jot and tittle. Go and take your place is the refrain of the song of freedom for all who are made in the image and likeness of God. Go and take your place is the conviction of knowing that one's place is in the company of the God who loves each one of us, so much that God's Son was sent not to castigate and doom to hell, but to love into fullness of being. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, we and all of creation, might be saved through him. That we might be saved through love. So go and take your place, you who are burdened and broken, you who are lost and forsaken, you who are marginalized and minimized, you who are made to feel like you don't have a place. Go and take your place in the streets, in the churches, in the halls of justice. Go and take your place, for you are worthy. You are God's beloved. It is for you, for every woman, every man, every child, that God sent Jesus. Jesus, the risen one, has freed you from the prisons of other people's making. So go and take your place and tell everyone about this life, about this love.